we have in these two readings very profound teaching about sin and about preaching. We have this prayer of Ezra. It's the gift, blessed are the mourners, for they shall be comforted. Mourning means just so sorry for the way we as a people have offended God and what the suffering that it has brought into the whole world, because we are God's chosen people and we have let him down miserably. And if he weren't so merciful, it'd be the end of us. But he wants to make us witnesses of his mercy, and therefore he'll show us his mercy. See, it's the time of the evening sacrifice. There was none at this time. Ezra rose in my wretchedness. With my cloak and mantle torn, I fell on my knees. And stretching out my hands to the Lord God, I said, now, think of all the things that embarrass us. The Catholic Church, the apple of God's eye, cares for it, presides over the election of every pope these days in a remarkable way. Strengthens us, gives us the sacraments, gives us teaching, helps us not to go astray. And look at us. I think I've told you this story before, how it was the last visit of John Paul II to this country. And he heard everywhere, we're not an immigrant church anymore. We're just the Italians and the Irish and the Polish. We're all just working, digging ditches. No, now we've come of age. Implying we don't need Rome anymore. We're doing fine. So he heard this going right across the country. And he could get angry, And finally he heard it one more time. I think it was in Hollywood. And he had it. And he said, yes, you're telling me. You've come of age. Huh? If you have come of age, why is it that you have made absolutely no impact on your culture? Bing. Where's the gospel preach? Where's the pro-life? Where's the helping of a poor guy like Teddy Kennedy, who wrote letters pro-life? We have copies of them when he was a young senator. And look. And then when he dies, we have a canonization process among the left wing, So what? But mourning. See, we mourn because we are not God's people the way he wants us to be, to bring hope, life, joy, compassion, intelligence, rationality, discipline to our neighbors, to the country. We haven't done it. Oh, it's those bishops. Never mind the poor bishops. They're in plenty of trouble. What about us? When was the last time you stood up for the teaching of Jesus Christ? When was the last time you reached out to preach the gospel to somebody? You see, I am too ashamed and confounded to raise my face to you. Why? Because I sinned a lot? Of course I did. No. Me, my fathers, the whole church. Oh my God, for our wicked deeds are heaped up above our heads, and our guilt reaches up to heaven. From the time of our fathers, even to this day, great has been our guilt. And for our wicked deeds we have been delivered up, we and our kings and our priests, to the will of the kings of foreign lands, to sword, captivity, pillage, and disgrace, as is the case today. There's a man who is deeply plunged into the heart of God's people. And he mourns. That's the grace. Blessed are the mourners. They shall be comforted. Because they understand my heart. That's why Padre Pio wept when that guy was saying, I miss Mass. Poor, ignorant man. No idea what you're doing. The disgrace you are to the name of Christian. The insult you are to God the Father. Poor man. You know nothing. And the offense to God, that's the Eucharist he's turning down. But you see, you have to have a conscience to be impressed and to mourn. Not to go on a big Savonarola campaign, but to mourn. And ask God to have mercy on us. Give us another chance, and we'll preach the gospel this time. And we'll stand up for the rights of the unborn and the poor. And we'll preach true doctrine. Give us another chance. And then we have the gospel. Our Lord takes these 12 fellas that he's formed, that he's working with, and he's going to send them out to preach. So here's an outline of all your sermons. That's not what he did, was it? Instead, he said, go out. He gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. That's part of preaching the kingdom of God. Give people hope. This isn't another bright idea. You know, so-and-so's got one, so-and-so's got one, and we got one. No. We have power to change lives, to heal bodies, to repair marriages. We have power. So don't get yourself all organized. Just go, and this is very radical. Just put on your robe and take off. Don't worry about food. I'll take care of you. When you go, you've got a message. It's so precious. If they don't buy it, walk outside that town, take the very dust of that town so you're not contaminated with it, and walk on. But do it so they see it. Because that's another chance for them. It's not, well, they didn't buy my vacuum cleaners, you know. It's that they didn't listen to the Word of God. They've got to know, like Padre Pio's tears, they've got to know this is serious. So they went out from village to village proclaiming the good news, which is what? The kingdom of God, the rule of God is just ready to break in. God is going to rule us, care for us, guide us, forgive us. He's going to be the king. And curing diseases everywhere. See how powerful these things are? These texts, this precious Bible. They say nothing of this text from Tobit, which I'm not going to start on because we have to stop now. But precious.